Hello, Desi.
How are you?
How are you doing? Okay, this tenant evictions thing, due to repossessions, you're calling for it to be avoided. Tell me about this.
Well, there's a number of things now we seem to be facing. A lot of problems now with rental supplement and also under RAS. Now, what has happened is a lot of landlords are now planning to hand back places to the banks or the lending institutions. And now we're dealing with the people that are in these places now being displaced. Now, under RAS, where they were on a contract, we were told that these people were adequately housed and they would be housed. So if we keep getting the numbers that are appearing now of people that are getting caught in this, we are going to end up with a crisis in terms of the local authorities will not be able to house these people.
Yeah, but because they don't have the housing stock.
Sorry?
They don't have the housing stock.
Have the housing stock, and second off, they don't have the places. People are finding it very difficult to get rental supplement places. You know, you see a lot of the advertisements saying we don't take rental supplement.
Yeah.
So people are finding it very, very difficult. Now, under RAS, we were guaranteed that they would get housing or they'd be housed in some way or they'd get another RAS house. But if the amount of repossessions keep going, it's going to keep adding and adding to the housing waiting list. And at the moment, we have over 98,000 people on the housing list.
Yeah.
And that represents several hundred thousand men, women and children.
But does that do those figures you've just said there, they don't include people who are already on the RAS system at the moment, who are in housing on the RAS system, do they?
No, there's approximately 24,000 people on RAS and a further approximately 80,000 people on rental supplement. So, in my opinion, they, you know, while they're counted as adequately housed, this is the real figure in terms of the housing waiting list. The 98,000 plus the 100,000 plus that are on rental supplement and RAS.
Yeah.
So, in reality, we have a huge amount of people on the housing lists.
Yeah. Okay, can we just focus on the RAS situation for a minute, Desi?
Yeah.
I'm to understand that if somebody's on the RAS who has a contract on the RAS scheme, I'm not sure, I can't remember whether it applies to 3 or 5 years, a 3 or 5 year contract.
Well, it just depends, but most of the contracts are 4 and 5 years.
Right, so...
And what happened...
Go ahead.
With the local authorities, they gave a guarantee that that the people would be housed if the contract ran out or there was any problem with the contract.
Yeah.
But now the amount of repossessions and the amount of landlords finding themselves in trouble is getting huge.
Yeah.
And this is now going to be very difficult for the local authorities to find alternative accommodation for many of these people on the RAS.
So people who thought they had... So people on RAS who thought that if the contract expired and it wasn't renewed by the existing landlord, they would be housed straight away by the council.
That's exactly it. They were given that guarantee.
And that's no
they were
longer
given
the
guarantee.
Sorry, that's no Sorry? Longer the situation. Is that right?
Well, the situation is they haven't got the housing. And are they going to get the RAS housing? Are they going to find other landlords that's prepared to enter into contracts? At this moment, they're finding it very difficult.
Yeah. Okay. Can we just focus on the people who own the RAS houses, the landlords, for a second?
Yes.
So the reason the repossessions are taking place in this regard is because the landlords are not receiving enough money from the council to cover the mortgage, so therefore they're getting in deeper into trouble with their own mortgages and they're allowing the repossessions to take place. Is that right?
Well, there's a combination of factors. There's one, what you just said, that the cuts to the rental supplement have affected an awful lot of people, and some of the landlords are saying it's not enough to cover their costs. Now, in regards to the RAS, where they've entered into contracts, what has also happened is that many of these people, whether they're on, whether the landlord has the house out on RAS or on rental supplement, they're not actually paying the mortgage to the banks. They're getting the money and they're pocketing it. And in some cases, They're not actually paying the mortgage.
Yeah.
So what's happening is the banks are looking for repossession. And therefore, the people, even though the tenants that are in place have been paying regularly, they haven't missed their rent or otherwise, yeah, these are paying a penalty because the landlords are letting them down.
Right. So, well, then we're going to possibly see a lot of people who thought they were secure on the RAS system finding out that that's not the situation. But what?
That is correct, yes, unfortunately. And I've got several cases now at the moment, and there's more building up. So it is in a real, real worry.
Well, what can be done to address the situation, Desi, in your opinion?
Well, I think as long as we have been going down the road of not building social housing and providing social housing through the local authorities, as well as through the voluntary housing groups, We are going to keep running more and more into trouble. We really need to change our approach. We need to put more social housing available for people.
Well, the houses are already in situ, if I am correct in this, because the ghost estates are just left lying. They're not being finished, and there's a huge amount of houses in that regard all across the country that could be used for social housing if somebody were to get up off their backside and make a decision in that regard. Isn't that right?
Well, we were given these figures that there was approximately 3,800 units that could be utilised from NAMA. Now, when these figures were boiled down, it was substantially less that could be utilised. But one way or another, this problem in terms of the amount of social housing, even these figures wouldn't solve the problem. If we were to get the 2,000 or so that they're saying, now what they're going to do with the properties that are in NAM, they're planning to put them to voluntary housing groups,
right,
as opposed to the local authorities.
Okay, so there's no housing stock at all available for the local housing authority, is that right?
Well, yes, and you see, well, people will come off the local authority housing and will go to the voluntary housing. They come off the list there. But the situation is so slow. NAMA, in the 3 years that it's been there, has only delivered a very, very small amount of places. And this was so-called we were going to get a huge delivery of housing, but in 3 years of its existence, we've only got a very small number.
Yeah, well, that's so it was supposed to help solve the problem to a great degree, but it hasn't happened. So
it hasn't, no, unfortunately.
No, so I mean, we still haven't addressed the question of as to what where people are going to go if all the repossessions take place and people have no homes to go to. What's going to happen then? Well, we can imagine what's going to happen then. A lot of them are going to have to go home to their mammies and daddies, aren't they?
Well, in many cases, that's what's happening. And also, you're told you have to report into the homeless section and all the problems that entails, especially with children who have been, living in an area. They've made their friends. They're in the schools. So we're going to end up with people being displaced, and it's an absolute tragedy for them.
Yeah, is there any can you foresee anywhere down the road this situation being addressed by the councils and the housing stock being made available any way at all? I mean, there's no building going on, so how the hell are we going to get the people into other accommodation, if that's the case?
I think this is the big problem, that as long as we are not going down the road of supplying social housing, and, the whole idea now is any social housing that's becoming available is getting handed over to voluntary housing groups. Now, I've no problem with voluntary housing groups, but their portfolios are building up, they're getting bigger and bigger, and the local authorities are getting less and less of a role in dealing with the social housing. And that, to me, is a major problem, because we've got to, throughout the years and as far back as most of us can remember, the local authorities delivered social housing. Yeah. Now, we have to make it more available to local authorities. We have to be more imaginative on how they get money to build social housing.
Yeah. The problem,
and in a similar way as the voluntary housing groups, they get money through the housing agency. They use their loan books to borrow money. The local authorities may have to go down a similar road.
Yeah, the problem seems to be becoming one for the voluntary housing associations instead of the city council and all the councils.
Yeah, well, that's the problem now. We're lumping everything onto voluntary housing groups, and that's part of the process. And to me, that's scandalous. We should be sticking with the local authorities, who are the best place to deal with housing issues throughout the country.
And do they? And they don't have the money, Desi, is that right?
Exactly, and that, and they systematically the budgets have been cut. The capital have been cut over the last couple of years, and now it's down to a critical stage.
Okay, well, we know where this is going, but we can't see any resolution at the end of it, isn't that right?
Well, that's the problem with the approach that's been adopted by this government and the previous government. The situation can only get worse, and we're going to have a bigger and bigger build-up. And that's in spite of the mass immigration that's been in the country. So I'd hate to think if people had remained in the country where we'd be.
Okay, well, not a great prospect to be facing into for the future. But
certainly not, no.
And we've no answers to it either, so where can we go from here?
Well, we have answers, but the problem is, are they prepared to go down the road? And so far, they haven't. We put forward alternatives on how things and how money could be got to do this.
Okay.
But the... So far, we haven't had any positive from the government.
Okay, they don't seem to be listening. So, okay, we'll have to leave it at that. But I'd like to come back to you at some stage, Desi.
No, there's no problem.
And continue the discussion on this situation. Okay, thanks very much for taking the call today.
Thank you.